Hello and welcome to the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well and having a great week. It's certainly been quite a pleasant week, I've got to say. Weather-wise, it has been nice. We had a nice bit of rain the other day as well, didn't we? I think that was it Monday or Tuesday morning? Tuesday morning, I think. Woke up and we had 1 centimetre of rain overnight, which actually added plenty of water to our water butt. So that was very, very welcome. And because we had so much rain over that weekend, we haven't needed to water since, really. Although tomorrow that will change because it's feeding Friday. Now, it has been a really good week here at the Veg Grower podcast. We've done so much down on our allotment, down on our garden, that it's been really good because, as you may have noticed, I changed the sort of format on the podcast on Monday. Purely because I'm doing so much during the week now on like just little jobs throughout the week that it was just getting a little bit difficult to try and tie it in on one day. So I figured it's time to change the format slightly. So yeah, we've been doing quite a bit. Weeding, mowing the lawn or the allotment, potting up plants and so on. We've also been experimenting with reels in order to promote the podcast as well. I've been pretty poor with social media, to tell you the truth, purely out of time, but I've started basically using my phone to do everything, and that seems to really have worked. So yeah, just wanted to share with you a few of the little things I've been doing this week with the Veg Grower podcast. But let's really dive into the meat and potatoes of today's episode. So we've got our to-do lists for this weekend, and there's a few things that I'm hoping to do. I want to go down to the allotment early on Saturday morning, and what I want to first do is do a bit of weeding, of course, but I do want to get some shark fin melon plants into the ground. On the top half of the plot, I've got this little area that is just grass at the moment. I'm thinking of building some smaller beds in there. But that's not going to happen this year. So I want to, basically, shark fin melon. Now, shark fin melon is a plant. This is the first time I've grown it. I've seen other people grow it. It grows pretty big. It produces well, but it does grow big, which is what I want to find out, just how big it will get. A friend of mine has said I can use his field as well, so we'll probably pop some shark fin melons in his field as well. But this weekend, we're going to get that down there. Hopefully it's just going to shade out some of the grass in this area, so it should make it a bit easier to build a bed next year. And after that, we've also got some harvesting to do as well. We've been picking cherries this week and broad beans as well, a few strawberries, and they're going to be continue picking at the weekend. Also, hopefully going to get some currants. I've seen some red and black currants that look like they are more or less there. It's going to take a while to pick them, so that's going to be a bit of a priority to do that, on top of a bit of weeding, and I think the allotment should be completed. Well, not completed, but looking pretty good and lots done down there. Now, on the home plot, weeding again is on the agenda. I've got to admit, at home, the weeding isn't too much of a problem. It's a little bit less weedy than the allotment, but they do sneak in from time to time, and keeping on top of it is something that I am always, always trying to do. We're going to need to tie in our cucumbers and tomatoes. They're growing pretty well, but they are in need of support. The cucumber bed, where I've got courgettes and cucumbers all growing, are starting to flower now, so that is looking great. Then I also want to be potting up our rhubarb and asparagus. These were grown from seed this year and they are getting quite big. The rhubarb, I think, needs to go into some pretty large pots. I probably don't know what I'm really going to do with all these plants, but I'm thinking I might donate them to certain causes, especially as once they are big enough. But it looks good. It looks good. And potting them up would just give them a bit more room to spread and grow a bit stronger, and hopefully means that the plants will look a little bit tougher as well. They're probably ready to go in the ground if I had somewhere for them to go. Now, finally, I am going to be having to cut up some more wood. Now, I forgot to mention this, but last weekend, while I was away at Gardener's World, actually, we had a chainsaw arrive, an electric-powered chainsaw. This one, it was a cheap one. I've got battery-powered chainsaws and petrol chainsaws, but they're always a bit of a problem, and I just wanted something quite powerful just to... Because we had some work done in our house a few months back, and then we had a load of wood left over or ripped out, and that's going to be our heating for the winter. So I bought this cheap chainsaw, used it to cut up the wood, and it did the job really well, except it kept running, it kept loosening the chain. So I had to keep tightening it up, and then it actually broke on its first day. So we bought a second chainsaw after getting our money back for that first one, which we're hoping now we should be a bit better, so I can complete all the wood cut down, including our logs. And that means then that we should be able to get a bit more done. So that's my plans for the weekend. But if you've got any ideas of what you need to do this weekend, that may be a few ideas in that little bit. But there's a lot of tasks that can be done at this time of year. We are early summer, so we could be weeding, we could be making notes of plans or changes that we want to do in our allotments or our gardens. We can start thinking about pruning some of our stoned fruit plants as well. Always better to prune those particular plants. These could be your cherries, your peaches, your nectarines. Always better to prune those in the summer period because of the risk of disease if you prune in the winter. Pruning for me is a bit of an art form, if you ask me. I always do the dead, diseased and damaged branches, and that's usually enough. But I want to get a bit more information on pruning at some point. Now, something else you could be doing is something that I have done today, and that is sowing the basil seeds that we sent out this month in our gift pack. Now, basil is a really remarkable herb. It's got that really beautiful flavour that is just so well known. It's a really rich herb. It's got a lot of history and origin from it. Now, basil, or Auxilium basilium, as the Latin name suggests, it's actually a native to the tropic regions of Asia, particularly India, and it has been cultivated for thousands of years for its aromatic leaves and culinary uses. Basil is often referred to as the king of herbs, due to its incredible fragrance and versatility in various cuisines. Now, there are many different types of basil, each with their own unique characteristics. Some popular varieties include sweet basil, Thai basil, lemon basil, purple basil, cinnamon basil. The list goes on and on of all these different varieties and flavours that are out there. So get experimenting. These ones that we've sent out are just your standard green basil. Let me just double check that your standard basil Genovese. So it's just your standard green, everyday, run-of-the-mill basil. Now, when growing basil from seed, it's important to provide it with the right conditions, of course. Basil thrives in warm temperatures, so you do need to start or get the seeds sown when they're above 10 degrees C. And I've actually sown my entire packet into the greenhouse on the floor around the base of my tomatoes, because basil and tomatoes just go together and they work really, really well. But what I would actually recommend, that's just while I'm doing it, because I have plenty of basil seeds. We've got a pot of basil on our windowsill. I've got basil in a veggie pod. So I've got plenty of basil. But what I would actually recommend, the bag of seeds that you've got in the gift pack is plenty. It should keep you going for quite a while. So I would recommend you sow a pot of basil now and get it going, another pot in a few weeks' time, another pot in a few more weeks' time, in order just to keep basil going. Eventually you can bring the basil indoors as well and keep it growing throughout the winter. I think it's really important to have some of these herbs available throughout the winter. Now, to grow these in pots, you need a really good well-draining potting mix. Something like multi-purpose compost, I recommend adding a bit of perlite, and then you just sow the seeds about a centimetre deep. Then add water and place in a warm and sunny spot. Just make sure that it receives at least 6 to 8 hours of sunlight each day, which at this time of year is pretty easy. Now keep the soil moist but not waterlogged, and pretty soon you will see tiny seeds. I do find basil does really like quite a bit of moisture, but it does need to be moist, not waterlogged. So you really do need that water to be running through. One of the best ways I found to grow basil was actually to grow it with a drip feeder set on a timer every 3 hours. It got water and I grew the best basil ever with that. Now, as the basil plant grows, get them into bigger or larger plots, or you can get them directly in the garden, depending on what you've done. They can, as I said, be sown directly where you want them to grow. Just make sure they have enough room to spread their roots. And basil doesn't need a huge amount of room, to be fair. Often when you buy basil from a supermarket in pots, you actually get quite a few plants in that. Now, if you want a bushier plant, you do need to pinch the top off the basil when they reach about 10, maybe 15 centimetres tall, depending on your choice. And that just stops them growing upwards and encourages the plant to grow outwards. And it also prevents them from flowering too soon. So win-win-win in my eyes there. Basil is really easy, but such a flavourful herb. So it's one of my favourites, it has to be said. So enjoy. Right, well, that is it for tonight's episode. As always, I just want to thank you for being members of the Supporters Club. Your support really does mean the world to us, and we are so honoured to have you on this journey with us. Saturday is, in fact, the 10th anniversary, the 10th birthday of the first time we published my first podcast on the Veg Grower Podcast. So big things are coming around. On Monday, we're doing a 10-year anniversary special with... I've got a few people who have left comments on the voicemail service, and I also chatted to Lucy and Saul. Need to get Lee to do something. But if anybody else out there wants to do anything as well, please do go to theveggrowpodcast.co.uk and hit the leave a voicemail. It would be absolutely great. And you'll hear your voice on Monday's podcast as well. Looking forward to it, to say the least. Looking forward. 10 years is very remarkable in podcasting. I mean, 10 episodes is remarkable in podcasting, to be honest. So, yeah, 10 years is even better. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Hope you've enjoyed our little rundown and catch-up. Be back again on Sunday, in which I will be sowing the kohlrabi. Well, until then, please take care.